I said, Mr. Kevin, I was wondering where that house back there, full of snakes. And that ain't no joke. Every now and then you was killing a snake in there. Either in the house, up in the attic, up in the tree. So he gave me about a half a pound of sulfur, I believe. I guarantee you, they got out of that house. What did get out, they died. And that's the only thing after, well, about a year before I left, I had no trouble with no snake. But that place was full of snakes. Yummy. I said, well, I'm a son of a gun.
Yeah.
In the field of the whales. You know, man, I'm scared of a snake.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Where did you, like, you said you kept your corn in a crib. Where'd you keep your grain or something like that?
Well, I keep that in the crib showing up. Yeah. Away from the weather, yeah, oh yeah. My corn, my seed, you know, for my crop and all like that. Well, I keep that inside. But further by the plow, you put them on the shade, you know, no rainfall or nothing. But I keep the other thing inside.
Yeah. Yes, and the top part of the barn was the...
Maybe something like that.
Yeah, would they store hay up in the what?
No, not mine, but across the street, it's good. I had one, had an attic up there. You put hay up there and put tools down there, or put anything you want down there.
Yeah.
It's a big outfit. I don't know if that thing's still there.
Uh-huh.
But that's a great big barn he got there, because I used to put corn up in there myself. And I put hay in there, too.
Did you ever cut hay?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed. Cut hay. Cut hay with a cane knife, cut it with a rake. I did all kind of way.
And then you'd rake it up in the field into what?
Well, I tell you, the way we do that a long time ago, you'd take it and rake it with a rake.
Uh-huh.
A thing, I believe we got four rake on it, four or five. Well, you got them trigger rake on hook on something, on two wheels. And you got two mules of it. And you get on that road, you know, and that thing just raking that hay. When you get it loaded, you trip it. And he catches you out. Now when you come to break, now you come back again. When you come to break, you got to hit that and drag it so you can break it loose and trip it again. Now that evening or the next day, you go there and shake it, you know, turn it over, spray it, let it dry, 2-3 days.
Rake it up into what?
Rake, I mean, you. When you rake it, you leave it stay there.
Yeah.
You got dirt in there. You take it, and man, sometimes people come out there full of dirt, when the wind blows especially. Shake it, you know, you have to shake it. And then you put it on one row, you call that a heap row. Take two row and one. Or you leave it stay there till it dry, in the evening you go with a fork. You want to use your wooden fork. You use over no pitchfork, because that's dangerous. Wooden fork, you take it and load it on the wagon, you take it home, they dump it, and they drag it in the bunk. But, me and my brother hung one day, and the doggone thing turned over with him. And you know, good thing I was there, turned over on top of him.
Mm.
I told him, I said, you ought to slip from the back. And the hair was going, he was going too. And the thing turned over, goodbye me. I said, now you got it. Well, we took him out from there. I took him out from there. And come on to the front and caught the mule, broke the tongue. Daddy had to go in the boot and get another tongue. And man, you don't know. Yes, indeed.
Did you ever stack it out? Did you ever leave it out in the field?
No. I never left it out in the field. In fact, I don't believe nobody ever left it here. What they do, they bring it to the front and they make a stack. They get a pole about that big.
Yeah.
Dig a hole in the ground, you know,
uh-huh.
And they put it all around that pole. When they get to the top, they put something like an old can or a piece of board right on top of that pole. So I asked the fellow, what is that for? Well, he said, keep the water from going around the pole and rotting that hay. And that is fact. Water wouldn't go around there.
You call that a what? Would you ever cover it with something?
Yeah, the top of it, you see.
Yeah.
Haystack.
Yeah. And the water wouldn't do it. And the rot of water fall, all right.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't hurt it when you get down in there.
Huh.
I said, well, I'll be doggone. Oh, yes, we did that. We used to do that with rice straw.